Time to talk a little fishing. Steve Carney, Steve Carney Outdoors is joining us. He's brought to you by Auto Fix and Otter Tail, an independent family-run shop that makes it ridiculously easy to do business with. Find out more at autofixrepairs.com. Good morning to you, Steve.
Good morning, you guys. What a nice, crispy, cool morning. I love it. I love it.
Are you on the water already this morning?
I am not. I am in the cities, actually. I've got some speaking engagements at Game Fair in the cities, which is a big outdoor exposition. Every year, 6 days, 2 weekends, talking fishing, hunting. So that's what I'm doing, taking a little break to do that, and then I can't wait to get back.
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah, if you guys are going down to Game Fair, track down Steve. Say hi to him. I remember you talking about it last year. I know that's a pretty big event. So, all right, we went from 2.5 weeks of the 90s, dropping into chilly temps, barely making 70 degrees. What might that be doing to the water?
Well, it's been kind of a confusing week, Bonnie. A lot of the water temperatures in most of the lakes have dropped about 4 or 5 degrees. It's really strange. It was pushing 80, 81. Now it's 75, 76, and it's still been a struggle. I've been fishing lakes this week that I really have been having a hard time on over the years. And when I have some downtime, I try to get on these lakes that I just can't figure out. And some of them I do, some I don't. I'm just finding scattered fish in all kinds of different areas. There's still a few deep fish out. I'm finding fish on top of weeds, especially early in the morning. And, you know, using multiple techniques just to try to figure it out. And, you know, that's what fishing is really all about, trying to figure out a particular lake because they're all so different. And I'm telling people right now, you know, stick to the bigger water right now. You know, the Otter Tail, Big Detroit, Pelican. The big ones right now are a little bit cooler. The weed growth isn't quite as bad. A little bit of an algae bloom on some of the smaller lakes, but the bigger lakes are really the place to be right now. And we've been blessed with light winds, finally. This whole season's been windy, 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 but we've had this really nice, almost every day, mild winds, which allows you to get out and go where you want to go. So fishing is still happening. It's just your typical August kind of slow time, and just looking forward to the fall and things really cool off, and then the fish really get going. But the middle of October is usually when it starts.
Mm. And I know Minnesota Lakes Country, you've seen quite a bit more rain than we have right here in the FM Metro. How are lake levels doing, Steve?
Oh, really? They're doing great. It's about as high as I've seen it. You really don't want it to go much higher than it already is. A lot of people are adjusting docks and everything. The accesses have plenty of water. So we're in a lot better shape than we were a couple of years ago. So we don't need any more water. We really don't. A lot of the sloughs have been, you know, filled up again for, you know, duck hunting coming up in the fall. So they've kind of regenerated. That's good. But, yeah, we don't really need any more rain. We're fine right where we are. So you can't complain about that.
Yeah, and you mentioned you have been seeing some of that blue-green algae on some of the smaller lakes. We had talked with Dr. Alicia Wisniewski of Prairie Winds Veterinary Center about, you know, the dangers to dogs, obviously. That's another concern for people. A lot of people like to take their dog out in the boat, too. But you have been seeing a little bit of that in Lakes Country?
I've seen a little bit. You know, Lakes Country is in pretty good shape for the most part. And you get south down towards Glenwood and Benson, Montevideo, Traverse, Big Stone. That's where you've got the real issues down there where algae will start and it won't leave till like November. And it's a lot worse as you go south and go southwest. But Lakes Country is pretty good. And the rain, you know, has helped a lot, you know, kind of dissolve, you know, the minor algae that's been happening. But it's not a big deal, and it really hasn't been for a number of years in Lakes Country. So we're very blessed that it isn't any worse than it is.
Yeah, no doubt about it. All right. And, I mean, what's biting right now? Crappies, walleyes, everything? You just have to find them?
Yeah, it's a tough one. I mean, you can catch a walleye on a spot and that's it. Or you catch one crappie on a spot. And that's what's been kind of going on in the last 3-4 weeks. They're not really bunched up in schools. They're all just single fish on certain areas. So you got to work a little bit harder. But, you know, again, I'm finding walleyes in 38, 39 feet of water. I'm finding them in 6 feet of water above the weeds. It's just one of those deals where they're really, really scattered. You got to work twice as hard as you normally do to find them, and they're nice fish when you get them. And I've been using hair jigs a lot, throwing plastics and paddle tails, and doing a little bit of everything and using night crawlers out really deep, keeping them up high off the bottom when I spot fish. So you can still, you know, get out there and get them. It's just a little bit of a slow process right now, and it will be until we get, you know, later in the fall here, and then hunting kicks in. So then all kinds of stuff are happening.
Yeah. How, I mean, I know the elevation varies depending on what lake you're at or whatever, but how deep will walleye actually go? You mentioned you're catching them close to 40 feet of water. Will they go 60, 70 feet that deep?
You know, there's walleyes that do completely different things at completely different times. You know, there's a population of walleyes that are in the weeds all the time. They live there. And then there's walleyes that are out in 50, 60, 70 feet of water that are feeding on suspended bait fish, tulipies, shiners. There's fish that are on break lines that never leave. I mean, they all do different things. There's different populations that feed on different things. And there's walleyes that are in muddy bays that are feeding on insects. It's all, you know, it's just a whole potpourri of, you know, places where they can be. And right now we're looking at the thermocline, which is where the warm water meets the cold water. And they like that edge right there, and that can be 20 feet, 30 feet, 40 feet, kind of depends on, you know, the lake. So that's the fun part of fishing. There's so many variations on, you know, where they are, what their locations are, and that's what makes it, you know, so intriguing to try to figure it out, because there's many different ways to catch them. But well, right now, it's a struggle, yeah.
Yeah, definitely. And since there's so much, you know, I guess, bait or whatever in the water that the fish are finding on their own, is it fairly easy still to put a meal of, say, crappies, sunnies, bluegills, whatever on the table, or you really have to work for that too?
Yeah, you got to work for that too. You know, when I look at my electronics when I'm cruising around, I'm seeing just gigantic pods of insects, bait fish, young of the year perch, and you see them suspended in big clouds, and there is so much food out there. And that's, you know, part of the issue. They can just open their mouths and boom, they got a minnow. I mean, it's just so easy for them right now. That's why fishing is tough. There's food everywhere. So that will be, you know, taken down as we get into the fall. And, you know, the predators will do their thing and work on those bait fish spots. And, you know, fish, you know, then food will get more scarce as you get into fall. That's why fishing gets better. Right now, it's an absolute smorgasbord out there that we're dealing with.
All right. What's coming up hunting-wise here? I mean, we're already, you know, almost mid-August here. What's coming up first here in Minnesota?
Oh, we've got the dove opener on September 1, and then we've got their youth season, the early teal season. I'm not a real fan of these pre-season things going on, Bonnie. I think it's very disruptive and not really fair to the people that wait for, you know, your typical opening day. Now there's, you know, three opening days before opening day, which I think is very disruptive. And, you know, it is what it is, and there's pretty good participation in it. I understand, you know, the reasoning behind it. But by the time we get to the regular waterfowl opener, there will have been three previous openers before that. Mm. So, I don't know, I'm not a real fan of that. I think you know, a lot of these ducks are not even feathered, and some can't even fly in early September. They're not ready yet, and yet you have, you know, an early teal season, which makes no sense to me. Plus, you know, identifying that bird with color is very difficult because they don't have their colors yet. Mm. So it's hard to tell the species, and it's a can of worms as far as I'm concerned, but it is what it is. It's supposed to be experimental year to year. But, yeah, we'll see. We'll hope it works out.
You ever go down to the legislature to lobby or talk to the conservation officers and let your opinions be known about that early seasons there, Steve?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and Minnesota Fish is a great organization that lobbies on behalf of, you know, a lot of the things in the outdoors, and they're very valuable. And that's a really good place to, you know, base your concerns, because they will relay that to the legislature. But yeah, all you can do is complain.
Yeah.
That's what we do.